This is your pilot speaking. You're checking in to Anything to Declare with your on-air hostesses, Joey and Libby.
Come fly with me, let's fly.
Hello, welcome to Anything to Declare with Joey and Libby. Today we're discussing foreign films, and we've got lots of things in store, so I thought I'd just give you a little tease and then we'll hit a song.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, thanks. First of all, the songs are all today from films, so if you just tuned in at 1 o'clock, you would have heard Night Call by Kavinsky, and that's obviously in the film Drive.
Yep.
With Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, yeah, of course.
Heartthrob. Today we're going to be talking about the Oscars, because obviously it only happened 2 days ago. I myself stayed up till 5 in the morning with two mates.
Did
actually,
you?
Yeah, 5:30 in the morning, watched the whole thing. I think, you know, once you get to 3, you're like, I can't go to bed now. It just ruins this. Because I don't want to be watching like adapted screenplay and short documentary film. We will be discussing the best foreign film winner, EDA. And we've got other things, so we're discussing other films from around the world. Got one from Japan, got one from Colombia, and obviously France, because the French movies are the most romantic. And, yeah, we've got a guest on later, so we'll speak to you in a bit.
Hello, you're back. We're here. We're listening to Anything to Declare. Today we've got a guest on the show. We're joined by Gabby. Hello, Gabby.
Hiya.
This is Gabby's radio debut, so she's really excited. She thinks we're quite professional. I'm going to take that as a compliment on my capability on the decks.
Very.
So, Gabby, you lived abroad last year.
I did. I lived in Newcastle in Australia.
Okay, because we had Dan on, didn't we, Joey?
Yeah.
I can't remember what week that was. And did you live with her?
Yeah. Exact same accommodation, and then we lived in a house together as well.
Good fun.
It was great.
She was great on the show, actually. She was talking about how she had an upload. So
yeah,
same for you.
Yeah, Australian boys don't like mess about.
Oh really?
Yeah, no, they're great.
Sure, they're great.
That's
sure.
All. That's all. Go. Right, I'm packing my bag.
Yeah. Sold. So yeah, this week we're talking about film and. Did you at all did you go to the cinema in Australia?
There was one point where me and one of my friends were just hanging in Sydney for way too long, and so we went to the cinema about four times in a row.
Perfect. What did you see?
What did we see in Australia? We saw films like Jack Reacher, like really not great ones.
Rubbishy films, about that.
Yeah.
And was it like the same experience? Because I always think, you know how when you're in America and you go to cinema and they applaud afterwards? That's a thing, isn't it? People applaud.
They do applaud. Actually, I've heard Selma was a nomination for Best Film, and my friend went to the cinema in London, and several occasions, people clapping.
Yeah.
So it must be good at the end. There must be some kind of big uplifting moment, because British people don't really clap, do they?
Like, yeah, like, no, that's not really
our... So it must have been a big thing.
Our thing, yeah.
Gabby, did you watch the Oscars?
No, I went to bed instead. I was a bit boring.
Fair,
I did catch up.
It was late.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about, let's start with Best Actor.
Oh, Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm not a massive fan of Eddie Redmayne.
Oh, really?
I don't like him.
What's it done to you?
I saw him in a recent film, something Jupiter, really awful film. Jupiter Ascending.
Channing Tatum and Mila Kunis.
And it was awful.
Yeah,
awful
I can imagine. It looked terrible.
Like
Redmayne's in that.
He plays the villain.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a bit of a different part.
Yeah.
Stephen Hawking, I guess. I actually watched The Theory of Everything last week, and it was really, really good.
Was it really sad and intense? Because I feel like it's something I can't.
It's not
handle.
Actually.
No,
I'm a big crier at films. So I'll put my hands up and say
truth.
That. And I wasn't weeping like I thought I would be, but that's maybe it's because my friend's parents are in the room, so I didn't want to be like in front of them. But still,
hold it together, Joe.
Yeah,
hold
exactly,
it together.
Still, did you by chance, this is maybe a long shot, watch the film Ida, which won Best Foreign Film?
Oh, I didn't.
No. It's about I'll give you a little synopsis.
Nice.
It's about a Polish girl who is an orphan, and it's in Polish. It's the foreign film, but. Which is a bit weird anyway, the category is still a bit weird because you're kind of, it's about us and them, like the other in English. Do you
also
know what I mean?
Yeah, is it foreign like to America?
Yeah,
or like English speaking, or
yeah,
I mean
yeah.
The definition there, we really need to crack on.
Yeah,
that.
We do. I'll call up the academy next tomorrow. So this girl set in 1962, this girl Anna, she's an orphan, and she is about to be, I don't know the word, like christened, blessed, like I don't know, like brought into the covenant of the with the nuns that she lives in this orphanage. But she finds out about a Jewish past, Jewish history.
Oh.
So she goes off in search of her real life family, and she ends up in a bit of a twist with some Nazi influence.
Ooh.
And all that kind of thing. Yeah, so I think maybe, I don't know, I haven't seen it, but it,
yeah,
I heard it was really good. It got 5 stars in The Guardian, so that's where I gauge what
is that your Bible?
Yeah, I love The Guardian.
I feel like with foreign films, I don't know, my concentration span is, as one can probably tell, not fantastic. And
yeah, from last week's episode where you didn't listen to me at all.
And it's the subtitles. I mean, I've literally, like, I haven't seen many foreign films, I must confess.
Well, I will be discussing three foreign films I have seen and which are very recommendable later.
Yeah.
And I will discuss them, and I think that we'd really enjoy them.
Okay.
So yeah,
convert me.
We'll get onto that later.
Okay, nice. Well, let's have talking about Academy Award winning films.
Yeah,
we're just gonna tie this in because we're so good at that.
Felt like the weight of the world was on my shoulders.
sure to break or retreat at every turn. Facing the fear that the truth had discovered. No telling how all this will work out, but I've come too far to go back now. I am looking for freedom, looking for freedom, and to find it cost me everything I had. Well, I am looking for freedom, looking for freedom, and to find it may take everything I hate.
I know all too well it don't come easy. The chains of the world, they seem to move in tight. I try to walk around and was stumbling so familiar. Try to get up, but the doubt is so strong. There's gotta be a wind in my bones. I'm looking for
it's a push for moving on. Oh, in time, the sun's gonna shine on me nicely.
One day, yeah.
Sun tells me good things are coming, and I ain't gonna not believe. I am looking for freedom. Looking for
Freedom by Anthony Hamilton and Elena Boynton. That film is fabulous. Great.
Django Unchained.
But it didn't win any Academy Awards.
No, but it was like, it was a big hype, so yeah. I thought, you know, we'll lightly link that to it.
Linking it actually to the performance of Glory by John Legend and the rapper Common at the Oscars.
People cried.
Chris Pine. He cried. David Oyelowo cried, and Oprah cried. Oprah cries at everything, so I guess that doesn't really mean anything. But I won't diss Oprah because I know that a good friend of ours, Kieran McDonald, is listening in Canada, all the way from Toronto.
I thought I'd give him a shout out. Freezing Toronto.
Yeah, it is very cold at the moment. I think the -20s. But I'm glad to be over here, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do some little lowdowns on three films. And luckily Gabby's seen one. I think Libby may have had the intent to see all of them, but hasn't actually got around to it.
Which is close enough.
Obviously close enough. So the first one is called Maria Full of Grace. It was in 2004, and it's about a Colombian woman who, in a bid to kind of make some more money, she eats a lot of heroin and takes it over to America. And it's like about smuggling and drugs, and it's a really good film. It's in Spanish, it's Colombian, and I would really, really highly recommend. Libby, you've heard of it.
Yeah, so I took a module last year, which was about Latin America and the Caribbean, mm-hmm. and the module woman was like, yeah, you've got to see it.
It's a big problem, but you're also saying that the director of Birdman had made a bit of a big...
So Birdman won a lot of Oscars, as you guys probably saw. And he, in his acceptance speech, I don't know, I just saw some highlights, and he was talking about, like, Mexican immigration in America.
Yeah.
And because it is, he was saying it's essentially a country of immigrants, yet, you know, there's so much, like, there's so many problems with, like, race.
Did you see where Sean Penn announced it? So, Sean Penn, he's a bit of a dodgy guy anyway. Did you watch Graham Norton this week?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I thought he was a creep.
He's quite stern. And Sean Penn came out to announce Best Film. And he said, who gave this man a green card? Birdman won. And it was a bit like, because he'd already won Best Director. I don't really know where the joke was. But there was, I saw today on Women's Rights News, which I am a member of, that maybe it was a bit of a too far dig. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, next film. The Intouchables, which is was in 2011.
French,
yeah. It's about two men, one who's disabled and one who is arguably disabled by the social structure that he's living in. And they form a bond, a friendship, when the physically disabled man needs a carer. And it has lots of depth, lots of layers. There's a really beautiful friendship and a really nice relationship. And it's very, very funny. But also sad, but funny at the same time. So I would highly recommend. Gabby, I think you've mentioned that you've heard of that
one. I've heard of it, yeah.
I think it's definitely a good one to show off to your friends. Like, I've watched French films, sure.
So cultured, yeah, look at us.
And the final one, which Gabby has seen, is Battle Royale, which was in the year 2000, which is arguably what Hunger Games is based on. And there was a bit of an outrage when Hunger Games came out because, you know, the Japanese film kind of went under the radar in terms of big box office hit, but at the same time, it had the same premise, kids on an island made to kill each other, and Hunger Games did kind of, I mean, cash in on that idea.
Yeah, and then obviously because that was much more, like, aware in the Western culture, the Hunger Games.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone was just associated with that.
It's 15 years ago, Battle Royale. Yeah. What did you reckon when you saw it?
It's a bit like Hunger Games, if Hunger Games was an 18. It's really
it's
violent.
Very violent.
Yeah, that's true. It's very cutthroat, literally.
Yeah. I think Hunger Games is really violent anyway. Like, I watched it late at night, thinking it was, like, a kid's film. I couldn't really sleep. And I was like, this is not helping me sleep. Brutal.
Yeah. Battle Royale has more of a political edge, I'd say.
It does, yeah.
It's set in the real time instead of the future.
Yeah.
So I would highly, highly recommend, if anyone wants, I watched it in Canada actually, wants a gory blockbuster with a lot of, very tense and like lots of backstabbing.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Front stabbing and just everything.
Always craving a glory blockbuster.
Yeah, exactly.
We have got a game today. I've developed a game. Guys, I'm going to hand you a piece of paper because I think this is the best way to do it.
Oh my God.
And
here's
a pen. There's a pen here. There's a pen over there, I think, as well, Joe.
Okay.
Gabby, there's a pen for you. Right. Pretty simple game. I am going to ask you guys where you think actors are from, like their nationality.
And I like this.
Then you write them down.
Okay.
And then they're like, yeah,
don't look at mine.
Yeah, no cheating, guys. Okay. I'm going to adjudicate this, and then we'll confirm afterwards.
Okay. Perfect.
Right, are we ready?
I'm ready.
At home, everyone get hold of your
pens and paper. And then you scan in on your fax machine and let us know. Or post it in the post to PO Box LSR.
Okay, number one. Antonio Banderas. What is his nationality? Start easy. It's okay.
Okay. Well, if you say start easy, then... Right, okay.
Yeah?
Ready?
Got it.
Jim Carrey.
Ooh, I think I know that from our first show.
Yeah, actually, I think. Oh, sorry, Gabby, you should have tuned in.
Sorry, not sorry.
Okay, here we go. This Christian Bale. Stop looking at me.
I'm trying to gauge it.
My
from
poker
your
face.
Eyes. From your eyes.
I'm just going to duck behind the screen here.
Okay.
Isla Fisher.
They must not all be the same, because I'm just guessing all the same ones.
Well, yeah, I like your guessing. I will give you creativity points.
Are we talking about mixed race, or like, as in, you know...
For like born somewhere?
No. Well, this is nationality and born. The next section is definitely where they're born, which is the harder section. Oh, but this is what they...
Two sections?
Yeah, sorry, this is a very
lucky listeners,
game.
Freddie and Kieran, you're listening on, and we've got a massive game in store.
Seriously complex.
Okay. So
come on, Isla Fisher, you know what it is. Come on.
Okay, I'm just going to guess.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Number 5, Jackie Chan.
Is this a trick question?
I don't know, Gabby. And I'm going to do another one. Right, this may be slightly trick, sorry. Michael Sheen. We're talking about country of origin here.
That's Charlie Sheen's older
country.
Dad.
No.
Is that the one who played like Tony Blair in one of those?
Yes.
Yeah.
Country, eh?
Yes.
Not nation.
Very good!
Hello. Someone's been to uni. Okay, right, next one.
Okay, do you want more of that section? I'll do another one. Hang on.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Why? Okay. Hugh Jackman. There we go.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. Are we ready? Now we're going to step things up. This is the harder section. Dun, 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 dun. Right. You have to say where these people were born.
What?
Is it going to be you and it's going to be Singapore, isn't it? Okay, right.
Unfortunately, I don't consider myself an international actor. Okay, Andrew Garfield.
Right, done.
Russell Crowe.
I know that one.
Yes,
Graham Norton. Saves the day once again.
Mila Kunis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I think this is the one I got right.
Oh.
Gabby backs herself.
I back myself. It's the only one out of 12.
Joey's having issues.
I know that Rita Ora is from Kosovo, but it's not the same.
They're not the same people?
No, they're not the same people, but that's they're from the same. It's definitely Eastern Europe.
Okay. Give it a guess, Joey. I've got, name some countries, okay. And then we'll do a couple more. Natalie Portman. Where was Natalie Portman born?
Mm-hmm. Where was Natalie Portman born? Okay, I'm going to say... You don't know what I'm going to say. I'll write it down.
Yeah, good guess. Yeah. Just guess. I'll accept that. Okay. A bit of creativity will help you here.
Okay, sure.
And finally, Audrey Hepburn. Where was she born?
She was born in my dreams. That's where she was born.
So I reckon we'll play an international song now and then we'll confirm the notes afterwards.
Oh, I like it, the suspense.
The suspense. So our international song this week is Represent Cuba from Dirty Dancing 2, Lily's favourite film, Havana Nights, which Joey wouldn't watch.
We went to Cuba last year, actually this time exactly last
spring
year.
Break, yeah,
spring break. Got my time hot today. Spring break. And she was trying to watch this Dirty Dancing Havana Nights thing and I was refused, but actually now I'm quite intrigued. And after this song, which you will all love, I'm sure, I'm definitely going to watch it.
Make a shift and you fall deep into a spell. Let your body talk to the voice and you say, say, baby.
I'm the one you'll find deep in the groove that drives your body and your senses. I'm the heat inside when rhythm and love collide.
Ooh-wah.
Let me introduce.
Represent, ooh-ah, who you
son como un chupete, cheque, cheque, tra, tra, que quema el flow, my life, my style, se te pegue, aquí mi ruso pone el prete, aquí la cucu pone el bebé. Sientas de relaje, escucha esto que ponemos un poco de música, con van a rumbe, sentimiento, cambio, sí, se toca, boli, ya se pone body, mucho body, body, mucho body, body.
We're back, and as you guys have been anticipating throughout that song, we have the results of the quiz.
Ooh.
Right, I think what we'll do is you guys say your answers, and I'll tell you who wins.
Okay, Gabby goes first.
Gabby goes first because she's the guest. Yeah.
Okay.
Right, question number one, Antonio Banderas.
Okay, I put Mexican.
I put Spain.
Joey wins. Yes. 1-0 to Joey. Ooh, sorry, Gabby, yes. I like the imagination there, but it was just Spain.
Okay.
Jim Carrey.
Canadian.
That's what I put.
Yay! A point each, guys.
Yay.
Yeah, we did actually do that on our first show when we were guessing who's American and
Canadian.
Canadian. But Gabby, it's okay. You're still in there.
I got there.
Christian Bale.
American.
I put English.
Welsh! He is English!
Yay.
He's Welsh! He's not, is he? I'm pretty sure he's English. Could be Welsh.
Oh,
but he's not American, so you got it wrong. Okay, guys, it's two all. It's two all.
Okay.
Isla Fisher.
Okay, I put Ireland.
Irish.
Did you? That's so interesting. Is that because her name sounds like...
I wrote America, so I lied.
Joey, that's why I have them written down. Okay. I'm going to check
them America,
through.
America.
I will not what have you it? Scribble out your answers.
What is the answer?
The answer is Australian, guys. She's very Australian.
She is.
So none of you get that.
I almost lied to get it wrong.
Jackie Chan.
China?
I put China, but then I put him next to it, Hong Kong.
Gabby, you nailed it.
But she put the first one.
But yeah, I mean...
No, okay, well, here we go. This is a bit of a difficult one because his nationality is Hong Kong, but Hong Kong is, like, kind of part of China, but it's got a separate, like, political and economic system.
It's a loophole here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to give it to Gabby.
I feel I'm not going to take this too seriously, though. Sorry.
I am.
Yeah. This is competitive.
Okay, sorry, yeah.
Hugh Jackman.
Was it Michael Sheen? It's just...
Oh, was it? Sorry. Yeah, Michael Sheen.
England.
I put Scotland.
Wales, guys.
Oh, I actually put Wales and crossed it out.
Yeah, right.
The clue was in the country.
It's there. So.
But you went on the right thing with the Scotland.
Yeah, England.
Oh, well. Okay, Hugh Jackman, the last of the nationality.
Australia.
I put France for some reason. I don't know. I think it was Labour's.
Oh, right, yeah. No, he doesn't live there. He doesn't live on the barricades. Right,
So was I going to get right?
Yeah, Gabby, you got it.
Oh, my God, I'm...
You are basically Australian, though.
It's true.
So you should know that.
I am. Okay,
this is a swung victory. I can feel it. I'm getting swindled here.
It's currently 4-2 to Gabby, but you've still got time.
It's fine.
Are we ready? This is the harder bit. Here we go. Number one. Where was Andrew Garfield born?
England.
I put England.
He was actually born in America, and then he moved to England when he was younger.
I can't actually remember if he was American.
It's a trick question because everyone thinks that he's American, but he's English.
He
was born in America.
He's American.
So sorry, team. But I like it. I thought it was good.
She's so smug.
I'm winning the quiz.
Yeah.
Not even taking part. Russell Crowe.
Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, he was born in New Zealand, but he was raised in Australia. But I will give you that. You can both.
Unless you were Hugh Jackman's, I mean, Russell Crowe's mother, you would not know that answer. Okay.
Okay. That's okay. I'll give you that.
Have we got that point?
Yes. But you both have it, so it's not really helping you here, Joe.
Okay.
What was next? Mila Kunis.
Okay, Kosovo. But I started thinking about Russia.
I put Kosovo as well.
Yeah, no. Hugh Grant. But at the time, it wasn't Ukraine as it is now. But it wasn't Kosovo either.
No.
It was, part of the...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you did say that out
I've
loud.
Really gone for it on this one.
Okay, some of you get that, sorry.
This one I'm going to get right.
Natalie Portman. Where was Natalie Portman born?
Israel.
Oh.
So good. I put South Africa.
I like it.
Thanks.
But I was like trying to give you the whole Israel, your roots. You know, I was like, think about it, be creative, but.
You're giving me no clues whatsoever, but cheers, whatever.
Gabby, you get it though. Nice hey. One. 6 points, Gabby, 3 to Joey. Right. 2-1 ratio here. Right. The final question, which is not really the tiebreaker or anything, but difficult. Where was Audrey Hepburn born?
I said Paris.
Oh, I put Singapore because I thought you might do a link.
Oh. Because you said I was from Singapore. No, she was born in Belgium. So.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, it's good to know.
I thought that's like France, but okay.
Congrats, Gabby! Woo! Yay. On her radio debut.
I'm really happy to see you, mate.
You are a bitter loser.
Well, my bitter loserness is going to be coming through with the help of you guys for Agony Aunt.
Woo! Woo.
Right. I've got four, obviously, because we have a woman who likes to write to us every week. So we've got her. But got three today, and I'd like to hear your opinions. Okay. And Libby has to listen this time.
Libby will be listening.
She's been giving it all that. It's getting too serious and getting too bogged down. And
but the issues are too deep. I just can't handle it.
This week we've gone a bit more trivial, and we're talking about derrières.
Okay.
So to say, if you will. Okay. So dear Joe and Libby. Oh, that's not the wrong. That's not the right one. We want to go first. Okay, dear Libby and Joey, that's how I knew, right? Yeah. When they switched names around. I'm going off to Africa on Friday morning for 4 months. 4 months?
Where?
A long time. Maybe it's 5, I don't know. I was unfortunately coerced into getting a tattoo in Vegas by my friends. Hang on, we've got a bit off-piste here. Vegas, Africa. Right. I fell asleep on the tattoo table, woke up with a bright orange and green pool ball on my bottom. I wanted it to be black and white. It came out orange and green. I wanted the number 49. It says 44. So he's got really good mates who are really always there for him.
Yeah.
Just, you know. It's very specific. I like how he's given the details. It's a radio show. I mean, wild. I'm nervous that when I'm in Africa, camping and showering with a group of people, I don't want to give a bad impression to. What excuse should I give in order to save my bottom?
Okay.
So he's got his tattoo. It's kind of ugly.
Kind
of ugly is maybe an understatement, and it's a pool ball, pretty big by the sounds of it, because he's nervous people are going to see him.
How are you going to see that?
Well, I don't know.
That's what I was thinking.
It's communal showering. Can I just say, I may have seen this tattoo, and it's like on the side, like maybe like thigh-ish bottom area. So you know, it's going to be there. And what do you say to your mates? Like, I got really, really drunk, and my friends tattooed me. It's a bit embarrassing. Especially if you want to make a good impression to your friends.
Yeah, if you want to seem like you've got it together, that's not going to help you.
So yeah. What do you reckon, Gabby?
Maybe I reckon make an elaborate story of how I got there because it's more exciting anyway.
I'd give it meaning.
Yes, put some emotional kind of drive behind
alternative
it.
Yeah. The colour scheme, you know, the grass, the green, the environment.
The grass, the orange, maybe it's a sunset he saw.
A stunning sunset in some trees.
Where 44 swallows all filled out into the sky. Yeah, just flew up.
Woo!
Okay, right, there you go. There we go. That was from David Tomlinson. So we'll give out a shout out to David Tomlinson. That's what we reckon we should do with the pool ball.
And use our creativity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swallows, orange, green. Perfect. Okay, next one. Dear Joey and Libby, I'm currently travelling in India with my new uni mates, but they really don't want to do all the touristy stuff and don't want to get their hands dirty off the beaten track. I'm wondering how I can persuade them to do something not in the Lonely Planet guidebook and do something more original and memorable. Any advice, guys? That was from Original Olive.
Okay, Original Olive. I mean, that's a classic, isn't it?
Yeah.
You want to go away and like experience something completely different that no one else has done before.
Yeah.
And I guess just take the opportunity to like integrate with local society. I think that's a good one.
Yes, especially in India, and they're very welcoming to new people. My friend just went off there. Have you ever been?
No, I haven't.
No.
How did you go off the beaten track in Australia, Gabby?
We got took the car. Advice of other people.
Yeah, that's
just
very
generally,
true. Yeah.
We made a lot of local friends, and they would just give us ideas that weren't in like the Lonely Planet book.
You kind of snowball, don't you? So you meet someone who says, "Go here and go here." And I went to a few hostels when I was in Central America that weren't in the guidebooks, and they were far better because they actually don't want to be in the guidebooks. They don't want the hordes of people. They want the particular hippies.
Yeah,
not that I am.
Classic. Slowly back.
Okay, so what do you reckon? We reckon go talk to some local people, maybe people who own the hostels, or
and then just say that you've made some friends to your friends.
Bye guys. Gently persuade your friends.
Yeah.
Okay, right, next one. Dear Anything to Declare, I'm off travelling in the US and I want some advice on films I should download before I should go so I can be entertained on long bus journeys. Any recommendations? Thanks, Hollywood Hannah.
Loads of foreign films that
you can
watch.
Yeah, well, The Untouchables, Battle Royale, Maria Saves Something. Yeah. So...
something or other, sure.
A film that would take up 3.5 hours of your life, but very, like, well, is Boyhood. And I was actually quite annoyed it didn't win Best Film. I thought it was beautiful.
I'm surprised, yeah. It took so
12
long.
12 years, isn't it?
It won... Did it win the BAFTA, just not the Oscar?
Yeah, it won the BAFTA, not the Oscar. And that's because British people have tastes. Yeah.
Okay.
Woo! Burn! So we've got Boyhood, we've got those three films, and obviously Libby wants you to watch Cuba...
Death Dancing 2, Havana Nights. That's a special title.
Okay, and what about Lion King 2? Aren't you a fan of that?
I'm a huge fan of Lion King 2. The soundtrack is much more on point than Lion King 1, even, dare I say it. Oh. We're going to get some angry messages.
Our message board is going to blow up. Have you heard the joke, what do you say to Simba to get a move on? Oh, I just ruined the whole joke. I saw my friend's favorite said, what do you say to Simba when you want him to hurry up? Mufasa.
Mufasa. Okay. Ooh,
ooh. Sorry, hit the mic in such an elation at that hilarious joke. Okay, right, and then our final one is Worried Wendy, and she's about...
So Gabby, just to update you, Worried Wendy gets in touch. It's now a weekly occurrence.
It's week three now.
Week three. We tend to get updates about...
Her daughter's gone to Honduras. She's a bit worried. You know, she doesn't know if she wants to keep in touch. She doesn't want to be too overbearing, but still, you know. Anyway, so it's kind of off topic this week, actually, Wendy. She's kind of gone off... Off piece.
Off piece.
Dear Joanna and Elizabeth, she likes to use our formal names. I'm struggling to fill my time now my daughter isn't here living at home. While a few of my other friends have daughters who have gone to uni, should we take a trip as well? Where would you recommend for old timers like us? Empty nester, worried Wendy.
Wendy. I'm excited that she's really taken the bug and she's going for it. She wants to go away.
She's heard of my daughter in Honduras. She's in the back of a motorbike with a Honduran local, diving, drinking, having
and
a blast.
Like,
Wendy's in on it.
She wants to get involved. She's like, I'm up for this.
I want
a piece of this. Yeah. This is a good time.
All her old timers as well. Maybe. Talking of films and going away, she should watch The Second Best Marigold Hotel.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And she should maybe go off to an Indian retreat.
Yeah. Do you know what? That does sound like a good time. And I'm not, like, retired. I'm actually quite up for it.
I'm currently 22 and not enough. What's the guy's name who was in it?
Dev Patel.
Yeah, Dev Patel. He's a beauty.
He's a beauty.
Yeah.
So she, Frida Pinto. She's a honey.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
But yeah, that's a good suggestion.
Yeah? India. And then we can meet up with Original Olive while we're there.
That's definitely off the beat.
And go off the beat track.
Some old timers. Okay, well, that was anything, Agni on. Next up, we've got Anything to Declare after a tune. And we've got the old favourite, Celine Dion.
Let go. Captain Kim speaking. Welcome aboard Benga Airways. After takeoff, we'll pump up the sound system, because we're going to eat pizza.
It's that time of the week again.
Ooh.
It's Anything to Declare. Today we've got Gabby in the studio. Gabby, who studied abroad in Australia last year. And I don't know if your Anything to Declare is to do with your time in Australia.
No, it's not.
This is the moment you reveal what you'd like to leave behind at the border.
And then we judge it. So we're going to give you a fine, maybe put you in prison for the night for trying to smuggle in all that narcotics. You know what I mean? I'm actually quite proud of my Australian accent. So.
Okay.
Cheers.
So I took a gap year when I was 18, 19.
Yeah.
And I went to Ecuador and I stayed by the beach. And I thought this was my chance to get back to my roots and learn some Spanish. So I joined some Spanish lessons. And it meant getting up at like 7 and going to my Spanish, getting there for 9 a.m. every day.
I've heard about this, yeah.
And I, but I stayed at a party hostel. And so I got tricked into drinking that night when I really shouldn't have been.
And
I got very drunk, and I'm very well known to not being able to handle my drink in terms of my stomach not being able to handle my drink
not particularly well.
And so I got very drunk and felt very nauseous the next day, but knew I had to get to my lesson. I was paying for it myself and needed to get there. So I got myself out, was sick in the morning, but I was like, now I'm going to keep on trooping through. So I got to my lesson, was learning some lovely like Spanish verbs, and felt a bit nauseous again, felt the next wave coming. And I had joint lessons with this lovely old man who was just there on holiday learning Spanish, and a lovely little, very camp teacher who was great as well. But I was sitting there and I was like, I'm not listening anymore, I could tell I was going to be sick. And I couldn't quite control it, ended up running out of the room half being sick in my hand to the nearest toilet, got to the toilet and was just awfully sick that morning, and had to very shamefully go back into the room and explain that I was not very well and would like to go home.
Did you say it in Spanish?
No, I didn't even learn the verbs to do that.
It's infirmo or something. It's Spanish for...
Don't look at me.
Just saying. Because in our Spanish classes at school, if someone was ill, we all had to say it in Spanish. She was a hardball.
That's great. And another story, to liven up people's lunches.
We always talk about vomit. Vomit's the funniest thing that could ever happen to a human, especially when you're travelling. So it's true. My only stories are about vomit. And I told mine last week. So what do you reckon about that?
Well, I reckon that is... Well, particularly since you've got some lovely, people in your classes as well.
Man.
I mean, Jack Gabby, that's
we could
not check, okay.
We could set that little old man up with Laurie Wendy.
Oh, he'd love it.
So many ideas.
Teach each other Spanish.
I don't think he's still there 4 years on.
He might still be learning. Fingers crossed for Laurie Wendy's sake.
Oh.
So, next week? Oh, no, not next week. What do we reckon? Fine.
I'd fine you.
I'd fine you too.
A pretty substantial fine.
Yeah,
would it be fine last week?
I reckon the fine is about the sick in the hand. It's not even
like... Well, couldn't it be sick on the floor?
That's nice of you.
That's
me being
nice.
That's courteous, actually. I'm
going to
give her a 220.
220?
Because that's the exact fine you get in Australia if you bring in prohibited goods.
So are we talking in Australian dollars?
Australian dollars.
Right.
Australian dollars.
That's how we gauge this show.
Yeah, exactly.
Right then, next week, what are we doing next week? We are talking about food.
Everyone's favourite subject.
And I'm excited. We'll bring in some, probably won't. We're not allowed food in here. We won't bring food.
If you can hear us, eat it. Nom, nom, nom.
We will eat before and afterwards.
Yeah.
And we will have a couple of guests on, hopefully.
Yeah.
Guests from Italy. Well, who did a year abroad in Italy?
From Italy, yeah. The real life Italian who plucked out.
Because everyone knows the food from Italy is awesome.
Yeah, that's very true.
So, Gabby, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much. It's great to meet you.
Thanks for listening, guys. Tune in next week, 1 till 2 on Tuesday. You've been listening to Anything to Declare with Joey and Libby. On the wall.
Shut up!